Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
When you start doing that, I don't care who they are, they'll get saved. Somebody said, well, Thurman, God wouldn't never go over a human being's will. I'll say that's true, but I will say when the Holy Spirit starts convicting you, let me ask you this question. How many of you in here just easily came to Christ without any struggle? Some of y'all fought tooth and nail, right? Now, why did you get saved and the one right down the street from you that maybe wasn't near as mean as you was, why did they not get saved? Why did you get saved? Because somebody was praying the prayer of faith for you, brother. Somebody was praying. Maybe a mother somewhere. Who knows? Some mother's at home on her knees saying, God. In fact, I know of a preacher that when his mother and daddy both were strong Christians, and this boy got off into a rock concert group, and he loved playing and singing and all that stuff, and his mother prayed, and she'd pray, and one day he was in a honky-tonk out in West Texas. I mean, there was nobody knew where they was. And all of a sudden, the phone rang. And the man, he said, it's your mother. He says, my mother? Said, my mother don't have a clue where I am. So he goes, this has got to be somebody. Goes there, picks up, said, hello? Said, son, this is Mom. How in the world do you know where I was? She said, I was praying in the throne room of God, and God said, you call out to here's the phone number. Said, you call this place and tell him to get out of that place. I'm going to give him another chance to come into the kingdom. And he said, after that, I figured if God was going to tell my mother where I was, there ain't no use in me trying to hide. So he said, I come to Christ and got saved. And today he's a minister in the gospel, serving the kingdom. Now, what will God do if you stay on the doorstep? Now, see, when you go to the doorstep, in Hebrews 4:16, what is it you don't understand when the Lord says, come boldly into my throne room? Boldly. Now, when a mother has got a son or a daughter that's going the wrong way, you don't walk into the throne room up there to before God and get on your knees and say, oh, God, I'm just an old, unworthy sinner. You don't do that. He said, you in my throne room and you're an old, unworthy sinner? That's absolutely right, honey. That's exactly what he'd say. But you walk in and say, Father, in Jesus' name, I come in, I'm a son of God, I'm here because of the blood of my Savior that washed me clean, and I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. And Lord, I got a need. I got a loved one, a brother, a son that's down on earth that's not serving you, or a mother and dad, and I'm telling that devil I'm kicking him out in Jesus' name. Woo, the Lord says, this is the kind of children I love to come into my throne room. Tell me what you want. You know who you are. You're sons and daughters of mine, and I told you to come bowl in here and tell me what you want. Now, if your little son, I don't even know if you got children, honey, but if you had a little son and he walked in and said, Mama, could I have one of them fresh cookies you just baked over there? And you said, of course, son, you can have all you want. Go over and have two or three. And he was to say, I don't believe you, Mama. I don't think you're going to give me a cookie. That's okay. I'll just go back out in the yard and play without one. Would that break your heart? You see? You want to give him the good thing, but he wouldn't do it even after you told him. See, that's the way God is with all these wonderful things he's given us. He said, now come in. This young man, he comes in and says, Mama, ooh, I see them good cookies you just made. I know I can have one, can't I? He said, sure, have two or three. He's over to the cookie jar. And he gets and said, thanks, Mom, love you. And he's on the way outside. See, and that's where we ought to be with God, right, brother? Because he did all these things for us. Mama made the cookies. She got them over there. All he's got to do is come in and get it and go outside and enjoy it. See, Jesus done all these things for us. Give us all his power and authority and told us to enjoy it. This is our spiritual authority in the name of Jesus. Then, let's go on after we see what happened there and how the minds of the people were blinded by the devil and the authority we have over them. Then I want to show you a little bit more authority that we have. In Acts chapter 3, verse 6, it says, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now, who was it that had that man down? God or the devil? The devil. What did Peter know? He knew his spiritual authority over Satan and his host. He knew he was walking in total obedience to God's Word. By walking in total obedience to God's Word, he went up there. Now, here's what we do. We go up to somebody who has a need, especially if they're crippled or handicapped or anything else, and we say, pat you on the shoulder and say, oh, I'm sorry that you're all handicapped and crippled like that, but just bear it. I know God's going to be with you. I mean, is that the way we do it? I mean, we ain't got no faith. I mean, the least you can do is do what God says and then let Him do what He wants to do. That's the whole thing. At least do something. You know, I mean, I think about the times that I have prayed for people. I think about, talking about spiritual authority, I think about this precious woman walked out there to give me a bill on the parking lot one day. I was asked to come to the front here. I walked up here. There's a beautiful woman walking on a cane like this. And I'm guessing she's 40 years old. I don't know how old she was. 45, maybe. I said, ma'am, what's wrong with you? Well, she said, I was in a car wreck the other day. Another person hit me in the door and messed up my left hip and my right foot. But she said, I know Jesus is going to heal me. I said, oh, you do? I said, you must be a born-again Christian. She said, I most definitely am, and I know Jesus is going to heal me. I said, how long has this been? She said, 3 months. I said, I got news for you, ma'am. He ain't going to heal you. She said, what do you mean He's not going to heal me? I said, Jesus already done it. I said, He done everything He's going to do 2,000 years ago, and then He left that authority with us. I said, Jesus told me to lay my hands on you and say, be healed, and He'll heal you. And then in Mark 11:23, He said, whatever I say with my mouth, I can have it. I said, now then, I know you don't know me. But I said, if you will let me lay my hands on you and say, be healed in the name of Jesus, I guarantee you when you wake up in the morning, you'll have no pain and you'll be healed. She looked at me and she says, you think so? I said, no, ma'am. Well, I thought you just said. I said, that's right. I said, it will happen. I didn't say, I think it will. I know it will. Because Jesus said, I can have whatever I say with my mouth. And Jesus said, if I lay my hands on you, you're healed. She said, I never met anybody like you. I said, what a shame. I said, now, do you want to be healed? Yes or no? She said, yes. I said, okay. I reached over and said, be healed in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord. I said, now let's go out and take the measurements on the parking lot. I mean, was that easy or was that easy? I mean, Jesus made it. I mean, I don't have to get down and start begging, oh, God, please, Lord, if it be your will. I just do what He says. And then let Him do what He wants to do. And then guarantee it's not. So we go out in the parking lot. We take the measurements. And the guy that takes the measurements, he's standing there talking to me. And I said, now, they started to leave. And I said, now, remember, ma'am, in the morning when you wake up, you're going to be healed. I guarantee it because Jesus made you the promise. She goes home, goes to bed with her husband, wakes up the next morning, no pain in her hip, no pain in her foot. Jumps out of the bed, jumps onto the floor, starts dancing. And her husband's sitting there looking and says, woman, what are you doing? You can't do this. I mean, give me a break. He's watching her dance. He's telling her, she can't do this. You talk about unbelieving bunch of people. She said, I met a man yesterday that told me when I got out of bed this morning, in the name of Jesus, I would be healed. And she said, I am. Praise God, I am. I have no pain in my foot, my side. He said, praise God, I'm healed. She called me that afternoon, just hysterical, and called me a week later and said, Thurman, it's getting better all the time. I said, well, what do you mean getting better? I thought you was healed that day. Oh, she said, I was healed that day, but what I mean is getting better. She said, my husband of 25 years was been a non-believer. Today he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior because he never saw God do a miracle. Now God's become real to him, and he accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. If we would all do what God tells us to do in His Word, it wouldn't be long that the devil would be under our feet, and everybody, wherever you work and everything else, would be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and it wouldn't be. It's awesome what we could do as a church. We've been given all power and authority on this earth, and all we got to do is do what Jesus said: walk holy before Him. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe nobody wants to walk holy. I heard a man say this last week. There's 1,500, and I don't know where they get their information, but this is on a tape, so I just take what I heard. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. He said there's 1,500 pastors a month leaving the ministry, and half of them is leaving because of immorality. Is that a sad state of affairs? I realize in America, it's a big country, and 1,500 sounds like a lot of people. But I mean, I don't know how many pastors there are, but all I got to say, if there's 1,500 a month being deceived by the devil, and if half of those are being deceived to the point of immorality, all I got to say, those men don't believe the book that they're supposedly teaching out of. And I'm going to tell you, the men that are leaving, most of those men are not called of God to do what they're doing. I hear all the time guys say, well, you know, gee whiz, I'm sure looking forward to 2 years from now because I'm going to retire. What do you mean? Well, I'm going to be 62 in 2 years, and I'm going to quit the ministry, I'm going to retire, and I'm just going to do something else. You were never called to be a preacher. Never called. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be 65 in December, and I'm going to tell you what retirement, the only retirement I have planned at all is when I wear out the tires of my car, I'm going to retire my car. I'm going to put a new set of tires on it. But I do not plan to retire from working for the kingdom. If the kingdom says, forget not all of his benefits, he forgives all of my iniquities, he heals all of my diseases, he saves me from the destruction, and he renews my youth daily like the eagles, why should I get old and wore out? With that kind of benefit package, forget it. I'm going to claim that, and I'm going to be younger every day. I had a man told me the other day, looked right at me. In fact, I had a lady the other day, she says, she was sitting by me in a restaurant. She said, Pastor, I've seen a lot of skin in my life. I've been involved in facial stuff and everything else. And she said, your skin is getting younger all the time. I said, I know, I'm starting to claim Psalms 103 all the time. And another guy looked, he said, you know, you're getting more black hair than you had. It was totally white. Said, some of it's getting black again. I said, I know. The Lord says he renews my youth daily like the eagles. So I'm claiming my benefit package. I mean, if the Lord says I'm the God that renews your youth daily like the eagles, then why don't you and me claim those things, right, young lady? Why are you and me never going to get old, are we?
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm going to claim the Lord's benefit package in Psalm 103.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'll contact us on the web, at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the Believer's Authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.